Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, the 30th of October, 2022, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you join us. This digital and radio congregation is found throughout the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond, and all are welcome here, whatever their background or their faith, and whether you're listening on a Sunday morning or at any other time. Words from Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy against me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, the Bible calls you the Ancient of Days, the one who was present right at the very beginning. But you're also the God who is present, present in our everyday lives. We praise you for your guidance and care in every generation. And at this season of the year, when in the church we remember those who are we call saints, we thank you for the example of all of those who have gone before us, who taught us your name and brought us to faith. In the great mystery of your love, we know that we gather with these saints to praise and adore you for your wisdom that instructs, your grace that redeems, your spirit who guides, and for the comfort and hope we claim in the knowledge that neither death nor life can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Gracious God, you have been faithful to us in every generation. Yet we confess that we are not so faithful to you. We shrink from costly discipleship, and we seek cheap grace. Forgive our fleeting enthusiasms and our shallow commitments, and guide us always with the love and mercy we witness in Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear friends, while it is true that we have all sinned, it is a greater truth that we are forgiven through God's love in Jesus Christ. Let us be at peace with God, with ourselves, and with one another. Amen. From Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Amen.
Until I found the Lord. like a cold hard ground, my pillow like a stone. I wrestle with the angel and would not let him go. I said to God to bless me now or kill me with a sword. I will not go another mile until I've seen the Lord. And I pray,
and I pray, I pray all night long.
I pray,
oh,
I pray
until I found the Lord. I cry,
and I cry,
oh,
I cry all night long.
Oh, I cry,
and I cry
until I found the Lord.
Oh, my soul,
just would be content.
Oh, my soul,
just would be content.
Oh, I just
oh,
couldn't be content,
until I found the Lord.
The story of Zacchaeus and his encounter with Jesus is one of the most well-known stories on the Gospels. Back in that day and time, a person's name was to reveal to one and all his or her destiny or their future character and personality. Maybe you've had a name that was intended to say something about your future or to carry on a memory of somebody who was strong in the family line. It's possible that Zacchaeus had parents who were devout worshippers of the God of Israel, and they had raised Zacchaeus in the ways of God. And Zacchaeus' destiny was to carry on his family's religious beliefs and to walk in the ways of the Lord and to be righteous, for that is the meaning of the name Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus had gone astray. It must have been very painful and difficult for Zacchaeus to live with the knowledge that he was defying his family wishes and that he was going against God's plan for his life. He was cooperating with the Roman occupation. He was a tax collector who defrauded and embezzled and stole people's money and became very wealthy, perhaps with little thought for others. In Luke 19, we read that Zacchaeus was of short stature, meaning that he wasn't very tall in height. So according to the Bible, Zacchaeus was a very little man, but it also seems that at this particular time as he met Jesus, he was also short spiritually. He was not a righteous one. God may have directed us to walk down the path of righteousness while we may have chosen another path, and we become torn apart on the inside. We may have been raised with values and standards and beliefs, perhaps even from a young age through our church life. But when we're out of God's will for our lives, when we go against what we've learnt about God, then we can feel very small in spirit. When we sin against God, we can be so ashamed that we feel very short and extremely small on the inside. And all sin is sin against God. Zacchaeus likely felt what many of us feel when we're out of God's will. Perhaps he felt discouraged, lonely, depressed. Just like Zacchaeus, many of us can feel very small and helpless. And for many people, when Jesus passes their way, they reason that it's too hard to change and to follow him. They perhaps complain that they can't reach Jesus for all the obstacles in their way. Many allow other people to hinder them from reaching out to Jesus by holding on, perhaps to past grudges, or wrapping themselves in guilt, or keeping bitterness in their hearts. There were people there that day who could have hindered Zacchaeus from coming to Jesus, for we read a large crowd of people who were much taller than he were blocking his view. Zacchaeus could have complained and said that there were too many people in his way, but he didn't offer up any excuses for his spiritual or his physical state. He was both small in height and in spirit, but he mustered the strength and the gumption to rise above the crowd of people in order to look upon the Saviour. Jesus was not at all surprised that Zacchaeus was in the sycamore tree. Jesus knew exactly where he was, and he knows where we are too. He sees us, and he understands us. This was to be the most joyous day of Zacchaeus' life. He would never be the same again. For when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and he saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must come to your house." And he did indeed make haste and come down and received him joyfully. And from these verses, we see that Zacchaeus thought that he was seeking Jesus, but really it was Jesus seeking him, even as he seeks after us. When Jesus seeks us, he calls us by our names, as he did Zacchaeus, for he knows all his chosen ones by name. In John chapter 10, verse 3, we're told that the sheep hear Jesus' voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. If you hear Jesus calling your name, then he's knocking on the door to your heart, and he's telling you that he wants you to become a one of his own beloved sheep, or as he said to Zacchaeus, to come and have tea with you, to dine with you, to make you part of his banqueting table. It was not Zacchaeus' fault that he was of little stature and could not see over the crowd. He did what he could to overcome his handicap by putting aside his dignity and climbing a tree. And in a spiritual sense, all of us are of little stature. For in Romans 6:23, it says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God lifts us up, not by our own goodness, but because there's another tree in this story. Not the tree that Zacchaeus climbed, the sycamore fig tree, but it's the tree of Calvary. It's the wooden cross. It's the timbers of Golgotha. It is on that tree that we find the grace of God and where the grace of God finds us. Zacchaeus may have felt small in height and in spirit, but when he sought hard after Jesus, when he was found by Jesus, when he encountered the cross of Christ and the tree of Golgotha, he found forgiveness and grace to lift him up. And by the Holy Spirit, he was made to stand tall. You too can be lifted up out of the miry clay, and your feet can be set upon a rock, in the words of the psalmist. So may God call you and I, each of us, by name.
Listen!
Listen, God is calling, through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort and joy.
Jesus gave his mandate,
share the good news,
that he came to save us,
and set us free. God is calling, through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort and joy.
Let none be forgotten
throughout the world,
in the triune name of God,
roll and baptize.
Listen,
listen, God is calling, through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort and joy.
Help us to be faithful,
standing steadfast,
walking in your precepts,
led by your word.
Listen,
listen, God is calling, through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort and joy.
Our loving God who calls throughout the ages, we give thanks that you have spoken to your people in every generation, calling them into the light, showing them the paths of righteousness, guiding them out of bondage into freedom. In Jesus the Christ, you have come to seek and to save the lost. When those stunted by sin were drawn to him, he offered your gracious welcome and inspired repentance. And through the power of your Spirit, he is fulfilling every good resolve and work of faith. And when he was killed in a perversion of justice, you raised Jesus from the dead, and now you're glorifying him in us and us in him. And through your grace, you are establishing your eternal justice in the reign of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit, who offers the gift of faith to us, and for the ways that those who came before us have handed that faith on to us. Hear our prayers, Lord, for your church in this part of the world and around the world. Sustain and support the work of the gospel. Where the church is in physical danger, protect it with your Spirit. Where the church is facing division, unify it through your love. Where the church lacks courage to stand up for justice, embolden it with example of those saints who've gone before us. And where the church lacks energy or vision, renew its hope in the presence of Christ who is with us always. God of the past, the present, and what is still to come, we thank you today for all those saints who have shown us how to love each other, and for those who still touch people in trouble with tenderness, caring for the sick, cheering the lonely, helping the poor. We remember those around us who need a saint to reach out and touch them in their need this day. Give each of us the courage and compassion to be your saints alive today, touching the world in Jesus' name, as we pray in the words that he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us this day. We rejoice in the faith and hope and love that is in the air at this season of the year as we approach All Saints' Day on the 1st of November. May God bless us as we seek to follow those who followed after Jesus. If you'd like to follow their example, you'd be very welcome to join us at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke, or perhaps to align yourself with your own faith community if you've been at a distance for a while. May the Lord bless you. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
The world confess thy name.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.